want me to talk?
Yep.
That's all you need?
I just want to check the signal. He's a little higher than you. Talking. Down a little bit.
So what is he? What do you
think? Should I back up a little bit, or is it?
He's 7'8".
He's 7'8"?
Or 5'6".
5'6". All right, go ahead. Keep talking, Jack.
To the right. Keep talking, Jack.
All right, no problem.
So he shuts up.
He's like three words, and then be quiet, dude.
All right. So I'm talking.
Talk about, tell us about Loot Crate or something.
Loot Crate.
Something you can talk about.
Loot Crate's not that good.
Okay, talk about.
You get like one good thing every 3 months, and then it's terrible.
Box, the only box geeks will ever see. You know, tell us about whatever box of the month. It is the same box.
Oh, I didn't. I don't do Geek Box. Ryan does Geek Box.
What?
Ryan does Geek Box. I didn't do that. I'm like,
oh,
that's
that a real thing.
Yeah, he did. It's something called Geek Box.
Yeah, see, it gets hot when he speaks. No, it's not even that loudly.
Nerd Block.
Nerd Block.
Well, that would suck too.
Geek Box. I got.
Try now. Talk. Keep.
All right.
Nerd Box.
Geek Box. All right, I'm trying to think of things to say.
Keep talking.
All right, I'm trying to think of things to say.
Whatever, sum up TNA last week. Or yeah. No. What did you want from me?
Talk. Talk more about Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, talk more about Dusty Rhodes.
No, please don't.
All right.
We're just doing a mic check. All right, fuck it. Moving on to Ryan.
All right.
I'm coming.
Jackson capable.
I'm trying to talk.
No, but you're not, though.
Well, what do you want me to talk about?
Anything. We're just testing the mic.
I'm testing the mic. I thought I was going to win $30,000. I can't believe you said
yes. Riff Trax is doing that. I saw that at Hamilton yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that movie, and it was awesome.
The Room?
The Room?
Yeah.
The Rum?
The Room.
Oh, perhaps he was wondering.
I swear to God, I thought one of you were going to say Wizzle. I'm like, don't do it. That's another 25. That's going to be another 25 minutes of this.
What the hell?
The show.
Yeah, he's laughing. It's a little loud. Can you take him down a little bit?
What are you, 3-4?
Take me down to the Paradise City.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Andrew.
This is Jack.
This is Ryan.
And this is Chris. And this is the only podcast that matters.
Bloopers!
The Guide to Life. Outtakes.
Bloopers! Wacky inflatable foot... Wait, no. Sorry.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Man, yeah. Andrew, you got to stop drinking before we do the show.
Shut up!
Or start
drinking. So here are the only podcasts that matters. We like to take all the shit that didn't get into a show and make a show out of that.
Yeah. There's literally an audio filter that like catches all the shit, and then we take that shit and put it into a new pot and give it to you.
Some of our best work happens before the show starts.
And after. And during.
We fully admit that.
Yeah, we started the Outtakes tradition. I mean, look, after listening to the 10 episodes, if you've made it to this, you've made it through all of them. And congratulations, you're now a better person. But
no metal, sorry.
If you haven't gone back to the original 200 episodes twice a year, which means 8 altogether, we would have outtake shows because, before and during and after the show, there'd be a bunch of just funny conversation that happened.
That makes no fucking sense to the show that was going on.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes it references, I mean, you could pick out which episodes we were recording contextually. You could figure out which episodes the outtakes were from. But as standalone episodes, they're pretty damn funny.
Right. Yeah.
And there's just so much that at a point, I think maybe around our 10th episode, I said, I should really just start recording before we start the show. Because we used to literally start and say 3, 2, 1 and just go into the show. But the 20
and then
minutes.
We decided we had to start warming
to
up.
Hour and 20 minutes. Well, but we were
anyway. We had to lube up the machine.
Right. We'd get together. There were times. I remember the one time it was early on. I think Crushcast was maybe episode 33 or something. And we started, and Jack had already been in your apartment, Andrew, for 4 hours. Like, we would, and that's the way it was, like, back in the day. We'd be hanging out for hours, and then we'd start a show, but we were already warmed up.
Yep.
But since we were already talking and everything was set up, I just started recording everything, so it became, like, as soon as everybody sat down, even before everyone was ready, we'd start recording and just accumulated outtakes. Such was the case with this series as well. We embrace it. Otherwise, we completely just cut these bits out. We would never have released them.
A lot of the charm lies in our dysfunction.
I think so. I think that's a big part of it is that it's like, listen, we're not comedians. We're just dudes who talk.
Yeah, but we're still funny.
We're not professional. We're not professional comedians.
Yeah. Nobody's paying us to be funny, but we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And you're a laugh.
That was what actually, if we go back to a little bit of history, Andrew's original, the first title that was suggested for the show was... The Four Corners.
It was. That's right.
Because Andrew said, like, the Four Corners of comedy. And I said, well, we're not comedians, though, so I don't think it makes sense. Like, if it was going to be, I mean, we're just four assholes. So if you're going to call the show the four assholes.
The four assholes. That was,
actually, I think we kind of missed out on that. That would have been really good.
That should be a new Twitter handle.
TFA.
Yeah. We're not intentionally funny, but assholes. It just happens.
Well, we're just dudes. We do try to make each other laugh, but we're just guys having a conversation. That was kind of the impetus of the show in the first place. And from that, eventually sprang a podcast, and as a result, outtakes.
Yep.
So here we are with a bunch more outtakes. It seems kind of fitting because it's a tradition we had with the only podcast that matters proper. So it seemed right that we should end this series with the collection of outtakes. So here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wait, what do I do?
You don't need to do anything. That's it. I'm just going to cut to the outtakes. Or was that on purpose?
Yeah, that was on purpose.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't put that at the end.
I was waiting for like a reaction. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
See, it's better when it's not planned. That's why I'm like, wait, what? Yeah.
So, America. I'll start.
And shit.
So, it's literally like, say the quote.
Say the quote. Say the name.
Say the quote. Credit the quote.
My name.
Yes, this is Andrew.
Okay. And shit.
This is Andrew and shit.
You should put that on the end of the anyway.
Which way are we going? That way?
We'll go toward you and then...
Well, Chris. We gotta end. Yeah, I'll end it. That's fine. Chris. Okay.
Anyway.
We don't have all night.
No.
I have a Carlin quote too, so do you want to do two back to back?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Nobody cares.
Are you both using Carlin quotes?
Yeah.
Two different ones, but Carlin.
Okay.
All right.
Because we can't skip over Ryan because he'll lose his place. Oh, I thought Jack was doing it.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Five.
We've been doing this for 200 episodes.
Four. Three.
But not in a really long time.
Two. One.
What are we doing?
We're going to do the sex bit.
Going to do the sex bit.
Well, you know what? Let's
all do the sex
together, because that's not weird.
Look, you know what? It's bound to happen.
There's going to be a point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's the only thing we haven't experienced.
We've been
together.
So close for so long.
Yeah. That's why Ryan's on the other side of the table.
Let me just.
I will have you. Thunk. In one shot. That's all it takes. It's not a gradual thing. Thunk.
It's not. It's just.
Thunk. Once you pop,
you can't stop.
Well.
Maybe that's just.
Eventually, you have to stop.
Well, you do. It's shit starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back with me. You can fit in a suitcase.
Yeah, I could.
I mean, I'm flying back for your wedding anyway, so you'll be back in time.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, let's consider this. This isn't such a bad idea. You don't weigh more than 50 pounds, do you?
Lately, you know, the holidays just passed, so
right.
I got some slimming down.
Just the holidays.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
It's just the holidays.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
Sir, is your baggage making noise?
Yeah.
He's got a bomb!
Hey! Yeah.
Hey!
This luggage stinks.
Let me out.
That'd be the worst part is he'd never make it because he'd be farting up the suitcase.
I would.
Dying of
and he would, he would die. He'd laugh about it for the first, I don't know, 52 minutes.
And then I would asphyxiate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
That would be
it. Oh.
His lungs would be singed.
This is how I go.
And he would die. Yeah.
Dying by my own farts.
In a suitcase.
Well.
I'm going to die the way I live.
Corey told me this would happen one day.
One of these days you're gonna die for. Yeah.
Good Lord, man.
Good Lord, man.
Good God. Dan do the eulogy. Well, he went out.
Yeah. Ah, oh, he went out.
Here's how he died.
Ah, let's all lift a cheek in Ryan's memory.
Don't fall into the toilet, though.
Yeah, Veronica, you should
fuck
hover.
Fuck you, asshole.
Try hovering above the toilet while you do it.
He was a good man.
A flatulent man.
Yes.
Oh, good stuff. Have you ever seen Ryan like drunk? I've only seen it
just
once.
That one time.
Before you were in the picture.
Just that one time when he gets, was on the couch patting his head. I don't know where he
gets so lovey-dovey. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I don't say it. But you know I love you, right?
Yeah.
All right. You know.
I get that way.
You
with
know
Veronica.
I do, right?
Like I get kind of feely, not feely touchy. I never break.
Wait, when you're buzzed or when she's buzzed, she gets all like.
When when she's buzzed, she's dead. She's gone. She's sleeping. Like it's instantaneous. No, when I get, especially actually, when I get high, when I did get high, I got horny, which is kind of
counterproductive if you think about it.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to find your junk.
No. So, like,
what's your dingus point? Is not going to work.
For that matter,
yeah.
Depending on how good the shit was.
It inhibits.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, like, that's the couch.
But like when I...
just dry humping a cushion.
Just rubbing. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what?
When I get buzzed, I don't break my rule of PDA, like, because I just don't like that in general.
Yeah, I know. You threw a fucking hairbrush at me one time. And it hit the wall and shattered next to my head.
I got a review from you.
You're a fucking asshole.
You and Noel are too much PDA. I'm like, we're...
Yeah, everyone else in the world likes to touch the people they're with.
Yeah.
Fucking heaven forbid.
Like, all of us have gotten that warning. Too much PDA. Don't worry.
Because
any show of affection is too much for Andrew.
Unbelievable.
Even Andrew's against PDA when P stands for private, too. He's even wanting displays of affection when nobody's...
Even if the door's closed, don't touch her.
Or when no one's looking.
That's where I'm going. Like, if I'm buzzed, I'm laying on her and fucking, like, rubbing against her and shit like that.
That's got to be awesome. I'm getting a spy cam for your house just because I want to see.
Yeah.
I just want to see you.
Andrew,
like,
pound a few beers and I'd be like, oh, hey, baby.
I just want to see Andrew play like human blanket to Veronica, like,
drape himself over.
Do you want this?
That's what I mean.
I literally just become a blanket.
That's what I picture. It's like you're like,
too heavy. You're too heavy. The baby's underneath.
God damn it. God damn it.
Oh, now you want some. Oh, you're fucking useless now.
That's a weird thing about how drunk chicks get horny, when it's like that's probably when they're least attractive.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like, I don't feel like holding you up. I can't move too fast because then you'll throw up on somebody. Probably
that
me.
Was my
probably you.
Fear.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
That
man,
was my
it's
biggest
not,
fear.
It's not fun. It's not fun. When
I've
girls
I've
are
been
loaded.
Around some horny drunk girls, and I'm like, I found them attractive beforehand, but now it's like, now there's too much effort. Like, I didn't need to exert more than just the effort of trying to get in your pants. Now it's
yeah.
like...
Well, but aside from that, it's like they're not going to enjoy it the same way anyway, because everything's dulled for them. So it's not going to be like as cool for you, because her response isn't... She's not going to necessarily
genuine.
Be enjoying it as much.
Yeah, they're not going to be genuine either.
Yeah. Oh, it's...
Or
yeah,
even
it's
remember it in the morning, that too, for that matter.
Yeah. And that's when you get in legal trouble.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, I swear you said
yes. See, that's how I did with my career. And...
No, you see, you throw a couple of tablets in the wine and bippity boppity boop.
You have to call Stevie. You have to call Stevie with that. Oh, please call Stevie with that.
You stick one or two or sometimes even three digits in the girl ball.
Oh, please call Stevie.
That's just... The show is over. Oh, he'll fucking die.
As a fucking famous rich dude, it baffles me why you'd have to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's power. It's got to be power. I don't get it either, dude.
I mean, most rich actors that don't need any kind of effort whatsoever.
Because I can.
Normally, women just throw themselves at them.
You would think, like, there must have been, he must have had groupies, even in his younger days, because, like, some of these claims are from, like, the late 60s.
Yeah, we're
so talking
about
a dude who's, like,
30.
Yeah. You're talking about a dude who's in his late 20s, early 30s. Like, there must have been women
who were,
like...
We're not talking about him being 80 and trying to bag.
Oh, but even being... Think about all the girls in the 80s who had daddy issues, who were just like, I'm going to fuck Cliff Huxtable.
I need to get down with Ghost Dad.
That's one of those things I don't
get. That's the part that blows my
dude.
Mind, why he had to do that, or felt the need to have to
I
do
don't know.
That.
Maybe he has some crossed wires. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I don't understand it either. That's why I'm like, why does somebody? I think I talked about that on Cape last year. It's like, why does somebody feel the need to do that? Is it just a power thing? Like, look what I can do, and then look what I can get away with. I mean, that can be an element of that too. Because again, who would have believed any of these women back in the day? That's why I believe the ones from back in the day, because they have nothing to gain financially,
right?
And nothing to gain in a court case, because everything's, you know, it's not valid anymore. That's why I'm like, I believe it, because I just want to expose him for being how he really is.
Now he's going to have to spend all his Jell-O money on lawyers. Oh, what a fucking mess.
I know.
All right, let's do this.
Something about sex.
Yeah, something about
25
sex.
Minutes later.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right.
There's the Andrew eye roll.
What?
Let's do this.
It's 5 o'clock. We're fine.
Okay.
Nothing. No, just, all right. You don't have a globe, do you?
I do not have
a
globe.
I don't think so. Nobody has a globe.
I was in
I've Google Maps.
That Things Remembered store.
It's not the same.
And they have these spinning globes that are solar powered. They're right. Fucking awesome. And I want one.
Really?
Yeah. They're like really expensive. So they're just solar powered, and the light just keeps them spinning.
Wait, why are you really quiet? Speak in your mic.
Hello, 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 hello.
You're way
he's
quieter
way
than everybody else. What's the problem?
I'm not talking lower, am I?
No, you're talking
fine.
No.
Maybe your mic got rotated.
In reality, you're loud as fuck.
Yeah, you're... mic was turned around.
Hello, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
I can hear you now.
Anyway.
Can you hear?
No, I've seen those club things because I want, because that was one of the things I was looking at when I got married. It's like, what am I going to get my guys? Like, what, because I want to get something special for each of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, this is fucking going to turn out ridiculously expensive, because that was the first place I went to, is things I remembered.
And I was in there and I was like, none of this makes any fucking sense. Yeah. Like, get them all the same thing, you know? I was like, everyone gets a flask. Nobody drinks out of flasks anymore.
No.
Even the worst alcoholics don't drink out of flasks.
No.
Yeah, that's...
No, they'll just bring the bottle with them.
That's a bygone era. Bring,
It is. I wanted to get, like, John something for his desk because he's a teacher. I wanted to get you something meaningful because of this. And then that, I'm like, this is going to be really fucking expensive. Yeah, on top of engraving it for each one of you. And, like, I can't do this. I can't.
Dude, we got frames, picture frames for both sets of parents, and had them engraved. They were, like, $60 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff there is gorgeous. It's absolutely good. The pens and all the pendants. I mean, you could bring stuff there and have it engraved there, even if it wasn't. They'll engrave. you could take iPods there and they'll engrave the iPod with your name.
Right.
Oh, nice.
But still, like, I can get this stuff for cheaper somewhere else and not engrave it and still have the sentiment there.
Right.
Yeah.
But dude, that was one of the most nerve-wracking things, trying to figure out what to get you guys.
To be honest with you, Ryan,
because I was like, do I get them all the same thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, theoretically, you're supposed to get them all the same thing.
Right, but I was thinking,
let me get something, you know, different for each one of them. And I was, like, trying to think about it. I was like, I don't know. You know, my brothers aren't nerds.
Nope.
Two of my groomsmen don't even drink at all. So, like, I'm not going to get them all beer mugs or shot glasses or flasks or anything like that. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And then Jen's like, what about, you know, I was looking at, like, geeky shit, like, geeky groomsmen gifts and... None of it made any sense.
Not for all of us.
For all of you. Yeah. So I was like, this is not going to work. And then Jen's like, what about like shaving stuff?
It's going to come to you next.
Yeah. And I was like, well, yeah, they do all shave.
Or will it?
Yeah.
Well.
So yeah, that's how it ended up.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant me as the wild card, the token wild card.
Mm-hmm. How was the beginning of every time? I don't remember now.
Hello.
Hello, world.
Actually, be kind of funny. You should start. Excuse me.
You should start. Hey, no, wrong show, asshole.
Hey,
settle down.
Settle down over there. Wrong show, dickhead.
Did you turn me way down?
I turned everybody way down.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Just because
I can barely hear myself.
Oh, well, turn up your monitor. Turn up your headphones. Your headphones. Yeah, I don't know. Just turn them all up.
Maybe we should do that because it's the intro show, not one of the actual episodes.
Right. Well, so I'm saying if you want to do it, that'd be
all
funny.
The way up. Yeah.
Is it? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you a lot louder than I can hear myself when I'm talking.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear everybody.
Maybe his mic is different.
Do you want? I thought about that, but I didn't want to actually suggest it as a joke. Because I didn't want to be self-serving about it. If you want to start off as hello,
hello world, you start off
hello world, and I go hey asshole, wrong show,
dickhead.
Hey, the rest of us are here too. This is Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Hey asshole, wrong show.
Hey asshole.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew.
You don't need to sound super Guido.
Hey asshole.
Hey asshole. By the way, you're blocking my fucking iRock.
Let's go get some gabagool.
Magellan, why don't you navigate yourself to the back of the line?
Yep.
Whatever. Getting buzzed.
Already there.
Oh, this'll be good. Hey, everybody.
You know what I really want?
Guess what? Everybody really drinks booze now.
I want Cold Stone ice cream. That's what I really want.
It's kind of a fucking off-topic thing.
I know. I've been thinking about it for like days.
Where is there a Cold Stone around here?
Brick.
Is there?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah.
Next to Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds pretty good too.
Famous Dave's.
Now that we're talking about it. Yeah.
What did you?
We should go. We don't have like dinner plans if we're gonna be done at 8. We should go.
I mean, we have a bunch of food here that I was.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, do you? Okay.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm tapped out with money this week. So
you
were
cook up that stuff. So. Oh yeah, yeah.
That's fine. That chicken was really good.
Yeah. We got tons of leftovers.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It was coconut and all this other stuff. I know.
Hey, it doesn't bother me. I get to hold it over your head for the rest of your life. So I'm fine with it.
An hour before Noel, like there was no spouses, and I asked him. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this guy.
Because I called Noelle and she was out shopping for a dress for it. And I'm like,
yeah, and I was like, Jack shows up. I was about to say something to you.
I was like, babe, I just found out there's no spouse.
He said that the day before. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll say something to Veronica. And then all of a sudden, Veronica texts you, and then she texts me back. She's like, yeah, Ryan said there's no room. There's no room for spouse. I'm like,
no.
Oh, I hope Jack isn't bringing fucking Noelle.
We never invited spouses at all. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I didn't think I had to say it, I guess.
I mean, I knew you weren't inviting kids, obviously. Yeah.
You're talking rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner. Yeah. I mean, we had a small room. The last two
I
went to
were like everybody. So yeah, I didn't know it was I mean, no
room,
problem
that room
whatsoever.
Was kinda tiny. Oh, yeah, no.
What?
That's never
problem,
been
but it was just like,
excuse
I had no idea.
That room was kind of tiny.
It was tiny, but that's what we got.
There was,
I mean,
there was enough food, though.
Yeah, goddamn right. The food was half the fucking room.
But Veronica texted me basically inviting herself. Like, she wasn't asking me if she could come. She's like, I'm going to come and I'm going to bring the baby. I was like, no, no, you're not.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I'll see you there, and I'll bring
your
baby.
I was like, no,
actually,
not gonna work.
Wow, you done?
Yep.
All right.
You want to freshen up with something else before we get started? Or are you good?
Calm down, you.
Yeah, because you've had two things that are 4.8% alcohol. Yes. Yeah, I'm super worried about you. Come on.
No, I'm fine.
Come on.
What?
Nothing.
I scratched my eye.
You make us. You make us laugh.
You do.
That's all it is. You make us laugh. We can't help it. Everybody ready? You ready, Andrew? You got to be the first one to respond. So you ready?
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Krusty Krab.
There we go.
Oh, I can't help it. It's too good. It's too funny. I watch that all the time. I watch it at a red light. I don't care. It's funny.
Genius.
What's going on?
Genius.
Independence Day. Jack knows.
Yeah, I guess.
I gathered.
What was this?
That sounded good.
I gathered.
Yeah, that it was a movie reference.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a movie reference at all.
No, that like you gathered that it was.
That's a reference to my frustration because we haven't started the fucking show yet.
I wish I could do that voice on fucking command. I need to be like just woken up to have that voice normally.
So is it two beers in and you could do that voice?
I guess.
Then what's the...
I guess I need to be like, you know, somewhat buzzed. I gathered.
In a world. In a world. Where this is that.
And that is this.
One man.
Has a different voice.
Hello, world.
And his bespectacled friend, who's definitely not gay, will introduce a new series. Totally not gay.
How did that go over your head? You're the one wearing glasses. You should know who I'm talking about.
Fuck you, I'm not gay.
You good?
Yeah.
Well, I'm,
I've been fine, dude. I'm waiting on you.
I'm just making sure you're
I think Chris is waiting on you.
Allergy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, we
better not be the beer.
She'll have to airbrush that
out. No.
You put white back in Andrew's eyes.
Yeah.
Catherine, thank you.
Can you take the bags out from under them?
Fucking A.
Yeah,
me
stuff
too.
Is finally like, starting to grow now because it was
my
a
car
fucking
is
frozen
yellow.
Tundra.
My car is fucking
is it
yellow.
Already?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Guess whose black car isn't yellow? Mine. You know why? Not much pollen. Yeah, I got a black car, too. I got to contend with that shit. Except I don't because there's no pollen. Just bird shit.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I need to worry about. My
seagull shit.
Those black motherfuckers.
Oh, you just cleaned your car? Wouldn't it be a shame if someone shit on it?
They have an entire world to shit on. They always aim for the cars. Always.
Smack dab in the driver's view on the windshield.
Yep.
Fucking target practice.
They must know.
They know.
What do birds know?
It's like a running joke with them.
They purposely sit outside car washes.
We could
like,
we
hey,
could just yeah, we could just yeah. poop on the ground now. Fuck that.
Like right at the end after they all get done washing your windows with the towels, they're like, "Oh."
No, as soon as you pull back onto the road.
They're sitting on the power lines. There's like a
like
shower of shit coming
Eagle
down.
Eagle 20, Fox 3.
Delta 3. This is Delta 2. We have incoming Sonata.
Lockdown.
Dive bombing target now. Mission success.
They shoot you down and put you on the fucking grill. Asshole.
I'm fucking... Over.
Yeah.
Let's see how good those feathers taste.
Yeah. Pigeon teriyaki.
You're goddamn right.
Black Charger. Flying V formation.
Yeah,
flying
exactly.
V.
A lot of surface area, boys. We got to go in deep for this one. My God, he's got a super soaker. Watch out, man.
Yeah, super soaker.
I did that to the fucking birds when I had bird feeders out on my deck when I was over in the upstairs apartment. The sparrows are fucking dickheads. And they, you know, sparrows and blue jays, they would go and they only look for like one certain seed. Like they look for the sunflower seed out of the bag of
shit that you put in them. Mm-hmm. So they just knock the rest of the seed all over the fucking place.
Oh, asshole.
I got fucking fed up. I started shooting them all. I have full bird feeders and no birds. I wonder why.
So like the dickhead that takes out all the green M&Ms and throws the rest all over the place.
Yeah.
If we ever do a Pod Fighter mobile game, your secret move is going to have to be Nerf gun. You whip out a Nerf gun, fire orange darts at people.
My super special move after you charge up the bar is I pull out a Nerf bazooka or something.
And hey, listen, asshole, you're going to eat all the food or you're going to eat none of it?
Goddamn right.
It's not a fucking restaurant.
Wait, what's this about?
The birds.
This sounds awfully personal. Oh, okay.
Stella does that shit, too. When we're like changing over her food when we have to, you're supposed to mix them together to kind of like wean.
Right.
She picks out all the new food and eats it and drops the rest on the carpet.
No, bitch.
Yeah, you little bitch.
Literally. Like,
what do you think this is? Fuck.
Laura just doesn't eat food anymore. She just drops it on the floor and gives it to Roxy. Roxy's our best fucking friend now.
The vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, she is. We gave Laura a cookie and she's like, oh, num, num, num. Here, Roxy, like, shoves it in the fucking dog's face.
Wow.
Roxy's head exploded. Yeah, no. You try. There goes Roxy.
I always hated this kid, but now, not so much.
Exactly.
You're just going to have to wheel Roxy around on a skateboard one day.
It's going to get to that
point.
It's going to
happen.
I have to fucking start jogging around the reservoir, not for myself.
Let's go, dumb dog. Come on, dumb dog. Calorie burner. Have you ever think about putting like some agree-teen fat burner stuff in her water? Something. Just so it works its way in. I mean, she's going to shit her brains out.
We've cut down our food to half a cup now as opposed to a full cup.
Really?
Yeah, we actually have.
You should. What is the... I'm not saying this to be morbid. What is the life expectancy of a pug?
Oh, I have no idea. Of a smaller dog, it's like 12 to 14 years.
Really?
Yeah. The bigger the dog gets, the less.
Well, that's why I'm asking. If it was 7 years,
I meant taller.
I was going to say she's on borrowed time.
Healthy and everything else.
Because her fucking little doggy knees are going to give out.
Yeah. Health and
carrying around that ham.
You know, comparative health and everything else. Like, 12 to 14 years.
Okay.
She'll be around for a while.
All right. Well, that's why I'm asking.
No, she was getting a little heavy. We had to cut her food back to about half a cup now. So. Which she doesn't seem to be affected by that much, honestly. I mean, she has lost weight.
She's the same thing every day. She can't possibly be upset. I mean, clearly not picky.
I get less of this shit. Well,
I mean, it's something, but okay. But now she's eating all the R's leftovers, eating dry Cheerios.
Yeah, she's on Cheerios wearing them now.
Wearing them?
Oh, yeah. She wears.
Oh,
Cheerios.
Did I miss a post today?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
She wears Cheerios now.
Hashtag progress.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag idiot.
Yeah, I explained it. I broke down Andrew's Snapchat for him the other day.
Yeah, you did. I did. What is it, a baby picture?
Doing something babies do. Babies doing something babies do.
Cigar.
That's it. Four a day, three of them are the baby, doing exactly what all of us did as babies.
Still amazing to watch. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, I get that part, but you don't suffer from the degree of narcissism that parents do, but it's my child.
No, but it's my child.
You
I
don't
still
have
say,
that.
Look at this. This is fucking stupid. Look what the fuck she's doing.
But it's still, hey, look what I made.
Yeah, exactly.
You still have that part.
Oh, yeah. I'll agree.
Look what I made. Look at that. Looks like me.
No, it doesn't. It looks better than me. I'm fucking ugly.
Well, she looks like you.
She does look like you.
Yeah.
Put a little burnt cork goatee on her. Let the cork cool down first. Let's not be cruel about this.
The cork cooled down. Nah, bitch!
Yeah, don't hold it over a candle. Press it right against the baby's mouth.
Stop screaming!
That's mean.
Yeah.
So who's ready?
Warmed up.
Yeah, I'm good.
What
time is it just so
How much time has it been rolling for? It's got to be 20 minutes. I mean, can you make out any of the numbers?
25. Really? Fucking half hour bullshit.
26 minutes.
Outtakes.
Okay.
Holy shit. That's fine, though. Oh my God, Jack realized. I swear we're going to start soon. But Jack was telling me that he realizes on the phone he does that. Thank you for calling, blah, blah, blah. This is Jack.
Jack. You're 27 times a day, you're going to pick up on. Fucking sororities. I hate white girls so much.
Get in line.
I need 13 buses.
I need tomorrow.
No, you need to contract something and just go away.
Give them a couple weeks.
Yeah.
By the end of that trip, they will. Oh shit! For Andrew's checking in on Facebook, recording a tag podcast with
tagging the three of us. Why can you tag dinner on Facebook now? I don't understand.
You can tag every fucking thing.
That's
tag.
Just stupid.
Every I want to know how.
I saw Ryan was eating alcohol last night. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, Chen's friend Allison was like putting eating
how
alcohol.
You change where the tag comes from. Because you know how it's like underneath it comes from like Android for or Facebook for Android or something. Some people can somehow change that to like from the toaster or something.
Really?
Like, fresh out of the toaster oven.
Like what?
I have no idea. That never even crosses my mind. I don't think to tell people what movie I'm watching on Facebook. I don't think to tell people where I am. It just never crosses my mind. So weird to me. I mean, I know you do it. Erica does it because she
has
a problem.
Too.
Yeah. Do you check in places?
Sometimes. Depends on
I mean,
where
I'm,
important.
I'm,
it was kind of important. We were fucking having this
no, I'm saying so. That. I'm just saying it's just like Andrew's watching Avengers Age of Ultron or whatever. Like I'm just
that's
saying like
ridiculous.
I never take a moment
that,
to say
that's a
I need people to know what I'm watching.
Thieves will use that to like scout your house.
Of course they do. Look who's not home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so-and-so is at the movies seeing whatever.
I don't care about that.
Well, I know.
The risk of that
the
is so minuscule that they're actually going to be able to find out exactly where you live. It's not going
to
happen.
But yeah. I did see because I went to upload the video yesterday, so I did see the it's eating alcohol.
Yeah.
I was like, you could tag alcohol?
Yeah.
It's just such a strange. If you click on it just to show you everybody who's currently imbibing. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway. Ready?
Yep.
What was that? Is that you?
Mm-hmm. Make Ryan laugh.
Farts. Hey, he did it himself.
Yeah.
I have no control over that. Okay.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Hello. Welcome to Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show.
When we do our fucking
it's fun.
Blah, blah, blah. Funnily enough, audible.com. Hey, you guys want to hear about all six concerts that I went to this week? Well, you're going to anyway.
Oh, he's hijacking.
Here's why every
already.
Summer movie sucked.
That's not true.
My music is better than your music.
You guys want to hear the word that I latched onto this month about 12 times in the next hour? Now you're going to hear that too.
It's a fun voice
world.
To do, though, isn't it? That
it
announcer
is.
Thing. It is
hello,
a
world.
Ryan does it well.
He's a fan.
I am.
He is.
I'm just good-natured ribbing.
I'm all for it. I want impressions of me.
Yeah.
Director Dark's kicking in. He's like leaning back and lounging. He's going to come up. Just
let me tell you something. I like the smell. All right, anyway.
No, the smell is good.
The smell is nice. I'm talking about not being able to do it properly. All right, ready?
Chicks never help you out.
See, that's all I'm saying. We can't.
I know. All right. That's
see, fine. I'm sharp when it comes to a lot of them. It's just there's a few that have gotten by me. And, you know, what can I say?
Nobody's perfect.
Even look, if you want to be an all-star in baseball, you got to hit one out of three. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
That's it.
Okay.
Hall of Fame.
And that's all I'm saying. All right. 3-2.
Hey, Andrew.
It's going to kick in.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're recording.
Chasing Amy, but I'm just saying the frustration, though.
Well, perhaps you'd like to know what.
It's funny now. In the moment, Andrew's seething. We hadn't even started yet. It's funny now, listening back to it. All right. Anyway.
What's up, puppy? Stars in the sky. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
And I swear.
Who is that? God
all
damn
for
it.
One.
Right, wow! Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's.
I was going to say Boyz II Men, but I'm like,
no. No, yeah. Whiter than Boyz II. Well, maybe not. No, I don't remember. I think there were mixed back.
There was
well, there were four of them.
Yeah, one white guy at least in that group.
Was
all
there?
One? I think there was a token white guy.
Okay. Fucking affirmative action.
Yeah. Right.
Even ruins pop music. Had to be one white guy to fuck it up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do this.
3.
Whoa,
two.
Whoa,
hang on.
All right.
Whoa.
Headphones make noise, so I don't want to.
Headphones make noise.
3. We're not going to sing something else?
No, stop.
We should sing a love song on this one.
No.
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 Fucking 3.
Three.
Just waiting.
2-1.
That apparently is the thing now, what a lot of kids do now. They like to watch people, like reaction videos while people play video games on YouTube.
Twitch.
I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but no, it's a YouTube thing, too, apparently. And I'm like, why would you want to watch someone else's face while they play games? It's such a weird phenomenon.
Yeah,
it's really inexplicable to me how
of course you know who they are.
Entertaining to.
I just heard about this, like, in the last few weeks. I'm like, people watch, not watch them play the game,
and
like, watch a recording of the game itself.
They give them money.
Yeah. It's directly.
Patreon.
Like it's a telethon.
Yeah, Patreon.
That's crazy. I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
I'm going to give you money to play video games and scream like an idiot so I can watch it and somehow be entertained.
Yep. Ego Raptor. Ego Raptor is the other one that does a lot.
Eagle or Ego?
Ego.
Ego Raptor.
Ego Raptor. Aaron is
Eagle
name.
Raptor sounds badass, though.
Ego.
It's a hybrid.
Yeah. Fuck that. Raptor with wings? Fuck that.
That sounds pretty fucking badass.
It's actually kind of redundant if you think about it, because an eagle is a raptor.
Yeah, then there's really no escape. That shit can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dunzo. That's where anyway. I leave this world.
That's how you die.
In the talons of an eagle.
In the talons of an eagle raptor.
Well, as far as ways to go, not a bad one.
It's actually pretty badass.
Squaw!
That's exactly how it would sound. My death knell.
I hear the bells. I hear the chiming. Squaw!
They're coming for me.
Eagle Raptors!
At long last.
Eagle Raptors!
Squaw!
Or can make it like a sitcom. Oh, Eagle Raptor!
Squaw!
Cue the canned laughter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that's every sitcom from back in the day.
Looney Tunes background with just the two circles.
Hashtag Eagle Raptor.
Oh, my God, I'm going to mix it. Let's all do, Eagle Raptor at once. I'm going to make it a clip. Let's do it on three.
You three and I'll do the squaw.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, Eagle Raptor!
Squaw!
Oh, dude. That is so...
Do you even know where I got that noise from?
No.
It's a fucking rapper. Fetty Wap.
Oh, that fucking...
He does that in
weirdo
his
that
song.
Everyone loves now.
Yeah, with one eye. He does. He starts his
that's
song...
Something that sounds like it's being sold out of a food truck. A Fetty Wap.
Yeah,
really.
A Fetty Wap.
Oh, the Fetty Wap.
A la mode.
The Fetty, that's a derogatory term for an Italian. The is Fetty
Wap. Yeah, the Wap. Yeah.
I've sent you the Fat Sal's menu, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah. And Andrew's in love. Another reason he won't go to California.
So this guy has one
too
eye.
Afraid of falling
what happened
in love.
To him?
I don't know.
Eagle Raptor got him.
Eagle Raptor got him.
Squaw! That's why he got the name. That's where it came from.
Pulled him right
he
out
heard
of
that noise.
Pulled him right out of the food truck.
Gotta get the Fetty Wap, no onions.
The Eagle Raptor forewent everything else.
And a Diet Coke.
It went right for the Fetty Wap. Right.
That's a delicacy.
It's their prime.
It's no their prime shirt, no chain. Shade, no Eagle Raptors, no service.
I didn't even make my words wrong. You asked me what the word was, and I said, no, it's Ego Raptor.
I know,
ego.
Just, give us an inch, all right?
And we just got a gem.
Yeah, come on, that's fucking great.
I should send this to him. I should send this to Aaron. We will fucking die.
Who's a Fetty Wap?
No, yeah, it's a Fetty Wap too, fucking too.
Let's get Frank to animate an Eagle Raptor.
Oh, yes! And he so would!
Yes.
I want Frank to animate basically all of our great
everything.
Conversations. Yeah, just have him animate entire fucking episodes. Let's just throw money at Frank.
Well, if I win the Powerball tonight...
You too, huh?
I'm hoping to not have to go to work on Friday.
Yeah, you,
okay. you sound like every other schlub.
Yeah.
It's like, this is it.
I think it... takes like 6 months though, honestly. Before
it takes
you...
a few weeks. To
there's
get
some
shit.
There's some processing.
It's
stuff,
not like
you
the
pose.
Next day, like oh shit, yeah, I'm getting my money. No, you're
but
waiting
you got,
a little
but
bit.
You, but there's a whole process
you still
too.
Have to work.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I
you
just
also
don't want,
you no. need to pose we'll with the you need to pose with the oversized check and everything else too. Otherwise,
yeah,
that's what I don't want to do.
Well, you're stuck, and then all the churches that are gonna line up. Outside your house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's save it.
Stop,
yeah, forget
stop,
it.
Okay. Yeah, do the sex thing.
We're giving
do
up gold. Okay.
Do,
let's
do, the, yeah, do that sex thing.
That
you
sex.
Do.
Can we talk about anal sex?
Are you the gay?
Anal sex in Kentucky. Let's go. I want to talk about
let's
that.
Let's do the sex. Let's get it over with.
That Eagle Raptor thing was fucking gold.
Cut it up.
Oh, Eagle Raptor.
Cut it up. Make sure. And
I'll
give you his Twitter handle.
I promise I'll do it. I promise.
Squaw. Squaw. You guys should get a text message for me like midday tomorrow. Squaw.
You should just shoot an Instagram video and just private message us all that.
Yeah. Squaw.
Where you're like selfie.
Yeah.
In my work van.
Dude, please.
No, please. So here's how you do it. You just, it's your back to the camera. Somebody films you and you just turn around. Squaw. And run away. Like a raptor.
Or better yet, someone's shooting absolutely like landscape. And you just run in, look at the camera, and run away.
Someone did that already. Those ideas. Eric Dunn, your favorite fucking Viner, did that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. He's out in a field with another Viner. He's like, we're looking for a wild Fetty Wap. Squaw! Oh, fuck!
Got rolls on rolls. Jerome, don't read books.
Oh. What the hell was that?
What was that?
He's going to hawk up a Fetty
Wap. He's getting up something, yeah, that oh, man, something
that
nasty.
That Fetty Wap had too much cheese on it. I'm all phlegmy.
Yeah. It's, just, it's just too rich.
He's going to spin a little over the gear.
There it goes. Yeah. Someone cup your hands under his mouth.
You know, I must say that the Fetty Wap was just too rich tonight.
Fetty Wap, extra cheese. And a bran muffin.
No beans.
I got the Fetty Wap farts. Yeah, I got
oh,
they're horrible.
Fetty Wap farts.
If you think the beer farts are bad,
yeah, man, those Fetty Wap farts, they'll put a hole right through your upholstery in your car. It's bad news. Bad news. They set up my smoke detector at home the other day.
Oh my God. That's a double pun, goddamn.
I keep telling him to lay off the Fetty Wap. He won't listen.
No way, man.
Yeah,
I gotta have my Fetty Wap. It's like those Corn Pops commercials.
Yeah,
I gotta have my Fetty Wap. Are we more fun than the Masons meetings? I have to.
We
know.
Have to be.
I
yeah,
have
because
to.
Because we all get the same jokes.
Well,
that's
we
what
do.
You
yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, I bet if you went in there with the Eagle Raptor joke,
they wouldn't know. Two guys.
You should just watch in. Point.
Squaw!
Walk in mid meeting and just go squaw. And then carry on like it never happened. Just walk in, take a seat, light up a cigar.
All these yeah. men are sitting there drinking their jacket.
Smack a broad on the ass, whatever you guys do.
Not sure about this new kid.
And pour yourself a highball.
Do you guys got sing? A couple of screws loose.
No.
That's disappointing.
Andrew's toast. Look at him.
Are there any guys in there with the last name Dixon?
No.
Just call him Mason
Dixon.
Mason Dixon. That would be my favorite joke. I want to join. Like, what's your name? Bob Dixon. Please refer to me as Mason Dixon.
Yes.
It. Or like, or join as Fred Bader and become a master mason.
And if you tell an inappropriate joke, he tells you you crossed the line.
Yeah. Meanwhile, hey, I have no tolerance for your tomfoolery. All right. It's like the most rigid person. Cause like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, his joke center in his brain burnt out decades ago. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Mason Dixon. Yeah, it's real fucking funny.
He blew a funny fuse.
I wonder if somebody named their kid Mason. If their last name was Dixon.
I would.
Somebody.
You'd have to.
I don't see how you can.
It's funny.
The sixth thing.
All right, seriously.
I need that tag on everything.
Seriously, let's do this.
Right, yeah, let's really do it.
Yeah, let's really do it.
Yeah. Kentucky Fried Anal Sex. Let's go.
Get down.
You send that right to Erica right now. You cut that and
it's Kentucky Fried Anal Sex.
I am not stopping this recording for anything.
Make that a hashtag.
One, too much
Kentucky Fried Anal Sex.
Jack, that's your Twitter bio. That just leaves me.
Yep.
We got to get one for me by tomorrow night.
So we got vagina enthusiasts.
Oh, yes.
Anal sex. What the fuck was
what was his again?
I
mean, we're saving it for the release anyway. I'll find it.
Or something, right?
Something with what?
Oh, macho. Fuck.
Macho notch. That's
macho,
it. Yeah.
Macho notch.
Should mine be Fetty Wap farts?
Fetty Wap farts.
That's pretty good.
We're done.
Or the Fetty Wap set up my smoke detectors. That's a pretty good bio.
Fetty Wap.
Oh God, Jack's having a heart. You all right?
I'm all right.
Okay. Someone's leaving here having with a hernia. This,
yep.
There's no way around it.
Go probably going to be Andrew.
It's probably going to be Andrew.
And it's going to be in his head.
You see it yeah. pulsating?
Sir, where's the page? Squaw!
His temple's just going to burst.
What's the weirdest ambulance call you've ever been on? This guy had a cranial hernia. We had to come pick him up. And his friends didn't even do anything to help him. They were just recording. It's any wonder somebody dialed 911. They were all curled up on the floor laughing.
Yeah. He was long dead before
they even
picked up
the phone.
You remember
the old Joker cartoons where everyone had the gas and they had the giant smiles on their faces?
Oh, yeah.
That was his friends. Yeah. He was just on the floor, shivering, going, squaw!
Yeah.
Squaw!
Meanwhile, he had a growth that looked like a Granny Smith apple was growing out of his head. His friends did nothing.
On the floor.
Yeah. Eagle Raptor dropped him off at the ER.
That's the name of the
by
ambulance.
By airmail.
Yeah. For some reason, to get some asshole who painted his ambulance.
I'm shelving the science fiction book and just devoting my time to Eagle
yeah.
Raptor.
You can microchip them.
I have
them.
A friend who works at Cartoon Network. I just pitch Eagle Raptor.
Pitch Eagle Raptor.
Just be like, I have an idea.
Yeah.
It could just be one of your little...
Have you seen kids' cartoons? It'll fucking work.
Yeah, like those little interludes during Adult Swim that aren't usually funny. We'll just have little Eagle Raptor
We can
Raptor
use
bits.
Them as a force for good or for war.
What, like Eagle like Raptors? Jurassic Wait a minute. World. Is like, there like an army of Eagle like, Raptors or just one?
No, they're. We can clone them and make an army.
Well, no, we have to start with one, and as we trace the origin, yes. we'll find an island.
We'll find an island.
On a far-off planet. That's where the Eagle Raptor came
from.
The
Eagle Raptor. Eagle Raptor origins.
Because he only made it. Yes, he only made it to Earth because one of his eggs was
stuck on an asteroid.
Frozen, yeah, was frozen to an asteroid that landed, and then the heat caused him to hatch when it hit Earth's atmosphere.
Okay.
It holds water.
The Eagle Raptor extinct the entire dinosaur race.
Yes. You can have some lobotomized and use them as air drones, drop off packages, or drop Andrew off at the hospital when his brain bursts.
So they can be do-gooders.
Yeah.
Have we just experienced the birth and death of an idea?
Yes. Yes. Right here at one table.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't take very long. Kentucky Fried Sex. Here we go. Anal sex. Sorry. Right, how dare. Sure,
yeah. Yeah,
let's Kentucky Fried Anal Sex. Let's be sure. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to end up doing like 2.5 minutes
yeah.
Kentucky sex education because we just ate up 38 talking about Eagle Raptors and Krusty Krab pizza.
And the Fetty Wap.
That's the best modern version of the Justice League ever. Eagle Raptor, Fetty Wap, and Krusty Krab pizza. What a great superhero team.
Sex is hereditary. If your parents never had it, fuck.
Take two.
Right. I read good.
I read. G-U-D. My reading is fantastic.
Sex is hereditary.
Jacket, stop smacking your lips. I'm going to smack your face. What the hell? I can't. 4 fucking years. Sex is... No, it's not. Sex is something you're never going to have again. You keep smacking your lips. I'm sorry. Really? Wow. I thought that was like a 6, maybe. But
I love your anger.
Me too. Me too. What?
Nothing.
Is Andrew jacking off under the table? It's fucking gross.
I'm trying to get this pepper out of my dick.
I'm trying to squeeze it out. Strangle my dick.
And Andrew has VD.
I like it. We got like 32 seconds into the show and dropped the ball.
That's your fucking fault.
Why? Because he's jerking off under the table?
No, because you lost your signal.
Is it because I'm hot?
You should have memorized your quote like I did.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm a terrible broadcaster.
Capital T terrible.
I'd be awful at my own show. And am.
I'll count it in. 3, 2, 1. So one thing I did.
I knew it. I knew it. Somebody was going to fucking do it.
Well, the good thing is you were waiting for it, too. Yeah. So yeah. That's you were excited rather than pissed. You miss it.
Morals are private. Decency is public. Rita Mae Brown. This is Andrew.
Human deeds. Jesus Christ. All right.
You really are contagious.
It's the phone. It's the phone.
Yeah, it's not the phone. It's, yeah, reliable. Exactly. Whose phone is the problem in this equation, yeah. Jack?
Three, two, one. Human decency is not derived from religion.
You motherfucker.
Is that the one you got?
Yes.
I got it first.
He did.
He did.
Son of a bitch. Well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, this episode's clunky, huh?
Fuck.
Anyway.
Ready?
Go ahead. Yep. 3, 2.
No, we got to start over with Andrew again. Just kidding.
I was ready. I don't give a
shit. Oh, no. Dude, the magic of editing.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm that good.
I don't give a shit.
Wife, take care of the baby. Fuck this. Actually, yeah, man, this is the closest thing you get to a reprieve, so.
She already yelled at me for it.
Why?
Because I'm going to be gone all week.
Not all week. 2 more nights. Big deal.
And Tuesday.
Tuesday? What do you mean Tuesday?
Because I'm not home Tuesday.
Oh, right. Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying in regard to this is also a finite
She can
thing,
deal. This is
so.
Fucking bro time. And am I going to get into 2 fights with her?
Well, right.
Do we want to go for 3? What else? Fucking A.
Well, we're not just sitting around watching, I don't know. We don't all watch the same stuff. We're not just
off.
Sitting around. Yeah, we're not sitting around jerking off or anything. You know.
Not only is he jerking off, but...
not only are you jerking off, but why does everybody have to jerk off? That's one of my favorite moments. You remember that, right?
Yeah, it was music, wasn't it?
I was talking sent about a picture of the couch, like all torn up. We were just jerking off. Like, that's all we were doing today, was just jerking each other off.
Yeah, send her a picture of the couch.
Yeah.
Tell her why we had to wash the covers.
Peel the covers off the cushions again. We had to wash all of them. You know why? Jerking off.
What gets out?
We're all jerking off.
God damn it, Andrew. I knew you were gay. I knew it. I've been waiting for this. God damn it.
There, there.
All right.
Don't see if you smack your lips, I swear. I'll smack your face.
All right.
Smack the stubble off you.
Quieter, I'm taking my quote back.
Fuck you. We're going to have two of the same quotes then.
Bitch, I got it first.
Anyway.
My fucking house.
But still, like, something that comes from the World War II camp that I'm probably going to miss, it's Takei, not Takai.
It's Takei.
Takei.
See, always go opposite your instinct.
Okay.
George Takei.
It's Takei, Andrew.
It's, okay.
It's happened. Takei. It's happened before.
It's okay to be Takei.
Yeah, there you go. George okay.
Yeah.
George gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to rhyme it. His name rhymes with gay because he's gay. I'm not. Sorry. What? I just saved you a lifetime of mispronouncing George Takei's name. So it's three. Okay to be gay.
You'll thank him later.
Takei.
Three, two.
And shit. Okay, I'm done.
One.
Pussy enthusiast. Out of vagina.
The pussy enthusiast. Or vagina enthusiast.
I mean, pussy enthusiast is good, but it's, vagina, it's
vagina
enthusiast.
Vagina enthusiast and pussy destroyer.
It makes it sound more official.
It makes it something you put on a business card.
Right. Yeah.
Like it's your profession.
Vagina
Ryan enthusiast. Tagger, vagina enthusiast. Call or text and phone number.
Please.
In another life.
Obviously a P.O. box. Yeah. I like that.
I do think too.
It's a keeper. Oh, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
We got one more left.
Do we have a... Yeah. We can do it. Yeah. It's fine. We're on a roll.
Yeah.
I sat in the dark and thought, there's no big apocalypse. Just an endless procession of little ones. Neil Gaiman, signal to noise. This is Andrew.
Young. Shit. God damn it.
Wow. It's
just die?
It looks like...
No, I've got it.
Looks like you and I will be okay because it's the last one. Right. And Jack has got what Andrew had in the previous episode.
Fuck.
He says one word, he's like, shit.
Jeff, shit.
What happened?
All right. All right, I got it.
How did it go so wrong so quickly?
Chug before his power goes down.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not that hard to memorize, but just 3, 2, 1.
The war's fascinating. Too.
It really is, in and of itself, a fascinating thing to learn
as
about.
As horrible as it is,
yes,
in reality, you don't ever want to experience it.
No, and
it's really fucking fascinating whenever you step
that up. Whole support your soldiers and everything. Fuck.
Support your shoulders.
And he's gone.
In the 80s, they wore shoulder pads. Women wore shoulder pads to support their shoulders.
God damn it.
You can start it again,
yeah,
man.
Please.
That's fucking great. I support Steel Team 6
with my shoulders. Fuck!
The whole Steel Team's right on his shoulders. That's a piggyback tower.
So my back hurts.
He
all
carries
the time.
Them all into battle.
Fuck!
Shut up!
Sorry, this is funny.
This is like war.
It's not you. If anybody was stumbling, we'd come on. It's all right.
Three, two, one.
Countdown like Ryan is completely with no
two.
No sense of numbers.
Two.
What?
Seven. Ten.
What the fuck does that mean? I know how to count.
Well, you've learned, but circa 5 years ago, not so much.
Do I have to go?
No,
do
still knew how to count then.
I don't know.
No.
I'm pretty sure we have proof, Ryan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do right. Tell.
I don't have to.
Ten.
You got some shit on the corner of your mouth. You got it.
Seven.
Oh, you got some
six,
shit on your face over there.
Five, four, three, two, uno. Close me.
You saying uno? I don't know why that threw me off.
It wasn't even that fucking funny.
It wasn't. But you saying uno, I was like, wait, where is he?
Dude, everything you do is funny. To us,
you are that funny.
Yeah.
You call me funny? Like funny how? Like aha funny? Like a clown?
You know exactly how.
Support our
funny.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
Steel Team 6.
Dude. You came up with Eagle Raptor, though.
Eagle Raptor. Well, yeah, I'm fine. Eagle Raptor
Squaw!
Would be my Twitter bio.
Andrew's always good for a gem. He is.
Because he's not trying.
No.
That's the best part. Anyway, something about a countdown.
Three,
two, one. Clone. Three.
Oh, man.
Two.
You can't
one.
Write it. Yeah, like, you need to see Gone with the Wind once just to be like, well, you should. I mean, just once, just to be like, I've seen it.
Because it's just one of those movies.
Yeah, like Citizen Kane, you gotta watch. You'll never watch it again.
I've seen Citizen Kane twice.
Why? No, I'm kidding.
I didn't understand. I missed like the entire thing the first time, so I watched it again a few years later.
I have an appreciation for Casablanca because I understand the context now.
I enjoy that.
I keep saying I'm gonna rewatch Breakfast at Tiffany's. I watched it with my mother because that's her favorite movie. I watched it ages ago when AMC showed just movies.
Yeah.
You know, American Movie Classics showed, guess what? American Movie Classics. Yes. It's one. Well,
now Anaconda.
Yeah. Fucking give me a break. Anything that's cheap to license.
It's RMC, Ryan Movie Classics.
You might. Yeah. Ryan's going to buy a network super
speed
and license it, and alternate between Die Hard and Pulp Fiction every weekend.
Like ABC Family. What's
better than
Harry
the
Potter.
Harry Potter channel?
Yeah, it really is.
For fuck's sake.
They, one of the things that doesn't hold up about Breakfast at Tiffany's, which even back then, I don't understand why it didn't raise, like, someone didn't raise their hand and say, excuse me, is this really a good idea? Is Mickey Rooney plays an Asian man.
Oh, yes.
Like, in a super insensitive, stereotypical, like, you know, like, it's really inappropriate.
I saw clips of that.
Like, if you watch it, you're just like,
Why did anyone go for blackface?
Yeah, it's like walking around like anybody, like any guy could put shoe polish on his face and start doing mammy. You know, it's kind of like that where it's so how did that not?
No.
How did somebody not raise their hand? Excuse me. This is at least lightly offensive. But then again, here we are, you know, fucking 50 years later and Johnny Depp's playing Tonto, but whatever. maybe we haven't learned anything.
And Christian Bale's playing a fucking Egyptian. So.
Oh, I know. Well, when people get mad about stuff like
boring.
That, I get it.
Oh,
Exodus. Yeah. Oh my God. Awful.
Well, even Noah.
We
played Noah
too.
An Australian.
Yeah. One of the.
Your boy is in there.
Thor, right?
No.
Gods of Egypt.
Leonidas.
Oh, that movie looks like horse shit.
It is going to be horse shit. I don't understand who.
What movie?
I know. Look,
Gods of Egypt.
No movie needs to be made.
It's about Horus, and like literally, it's about the gods of Egypt. They're taking Wrath of the Titans, and they're making it Egyptian.
Yeah, don't see it.
Yeah, it's a sword and sandal.
Don't
future flop. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
It comes out next month. We should tell you, but they have faith in it.
Right.
It's an overly effects piece of shit. See it in 3D or don't see it.
Everyone's just gonna go watch Deadpool instead next month.
Right.
I better stop.
Yeah,
it's going to throw Andrew off in the apocalypse. The apocalypse is going to happen when I get tempted by a Brazilian thong model. And my wife divorces
Brazilian
me.
Thong model.
And my wife divorces me and takes my kid. It better be worth it. That's all I'm saying. This is Andrew.
That was my
not
quote.
Even a quote. It's just the mutterings of a madman.
Andrew, you can sit this show out. We'll just do it for you.
Yeah. The mutterings of a madman. Yeah,
talking to the mic, and then he's just like, oh, yeah, this is nice.
Squaw! Squaw!
Faster than light travel. Yeah, we can't do it, but we've gotten protons to do it. All right. Yeah, it's obviously a microscopic scale, a subatomic scale.
Or cruisers that have gone on the surface of Mars
and
things like
that. We've done it. It's not human, but we've done it. We're getting there, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's baby steps, kind of.
By that time, hopefully, we're there to the point where it's like, no.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to take out the planet. Ryan's fucking fart. I'm taking.
I tried
this out,
to ignore it.
I know you did, but the two of them are going to laugh, and it's going to fuck up your your monologue. So
I was cool until Jack
out,
started
but,
laughing.
Yeah, well, you knew that was going to happen. I did too. That's why I'm like, let's
like,
just
the
interrupt
was
it.
The chair. It's never the chair.
Yeah.
It's never the chair.
It was like a couple of bullfrogs just exploded. That's what it sounds like. You fucking
Bud, what?
You fucking ingrate! I can't believe you.
Yeah.
I hope your asshole hurts.
No, it's fine.
For now.
I'm good.
For now.
So
you're gonna burn that thing out. It's gonna be like it's gonna be like a loose vagina one day. Or
it's just gonna flap it in the wind.
Yeah, it's just gonna it's gonna be like your anal labia is just gonna be out there and it's gonna whistle when you
meat
fart.
Curtains from your ass. Elasticity. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna lose your balloon knots elasticity.
And then it won't even be able to fart because there's nothing gonna be able to be rubbed together, you know?
Yeah.
That's my apocalypse.
That's her apocalypse.
Yeah, that's
when I can't fart anymore.
Methane is gonna take us all out. Go on.
3, 2, 1.
Andrew has gone bye bye, Egon. What do you got?
Sorry, Venkman.
terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought.
And I'm Macho Notch, and this is...
Why are you so quiet? I don't understand.
Macho Notch.
That's awesome.
Hey. How you doing, big guy?
I'm going to shove my fucking fist down your throat.
Why? Hey. We're having fun.
You want a soda? You want a soda?
He wants to go home. That's what he wants to do.
I go home. I'm tired.
He'll never admit to how much fun he's had. Never, never, never. I don't know what he's so angry about. He had a burger today, hung out with me.
Yeah, what kind of burger did you have?
That's a 4-star.
Your mother's ass.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Is that the new burger?
Ew.
Yeah? What's in it?
Your mother's
What's
ass.
What's on it?
Your mother's on it.
Is it better than your sister's ass?
I don't know. Try it.
What, your sister's ass?
Well, he gave you permission.
Or your mother's ass.
Let's dial up Catherine.
How about both? That could be a nice little dish.
Huh? Ew. Yeah. Not for the two of you. That's just weird. He only does this for us. I feel honored in a way.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Welcome to the end of the line. This is Andrew.
This is going
to
be like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it literally is just going to be like
45-minute
like,
intro for outtakes.
No. Well, that, like, we ended up, I mean, I don't know what time we actually
three
started.
3 hours later.
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Oh, so when I started the Chris Abalos podcast experiment back in 2013, even though you heard that 6 times throughout this series, got to talk about it in the outtake show, too.
3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody, it's Andrew, and this is the shit that goes on when the mics keep going because, yeah, this is Andrew.
Man, that was clunky. Yeah.
Because, yeah, this is Andrew.
That's how the show should start, right? That's what we do in this.
Yeah.
We make outtakes. Yeah. Welcome to the outtake show.
And us trying to do an intro for the outtakes is going to end up in the actual outtakes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
Yeah.
This is going to come right after
we're hipsters.
The proper beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is meta, actually. I'm going to go with it's more meta.
Okay.
Outtakes within the outtakes collection.
I don't know what meta is either.
Yeah. Well, fuck you guys.
Andrew is that it's not some fucking hipster
Andrew
word.
Andrew hangs out on Reddit, so he knows what meta
yeah.
is.
Yeah, Reddit.
But they have outtakes on there.
Yeah.
He can't want to go home because
Andrew's sleeping on the couch tonight.
He's
here.
Holding up progress. If he actually wanted to get it done, he'd be getting it done properly.
He would have been going home a half hour ago.
Yeah, like we would have actually we would have run through this already. He doesn't want to leave.
This is your fault.
He doesn't want to see this end.
Yeah,
that's what the problem is. That's why he's
he's done. He's giddy city right now. Look at him.
Population 1.
Population Andrew.
Population fun. Well, that's for John Carunas.
Oh, fuck.
You can hit him if you want. I'm okay with it.
Andrew's about to start gumming the microphone shield to death. He's like, ah.
Well, if you're down with the cause, then open the show.
3, 2.
Understand.
Wurzel.
1. So it looks like this is the end of the line. This is Andrew.
This is Jack.
This is Ryan. That was really somber.
Fuck.
This is Ryan.
He's had nothing to drink.
He still can't.
What the fuck?
He still can't do it. He still can't do it. After all this time.
My back hurts from laughing so much.
You've had a little siesta.
Who, me?
Yes. For a fucking year. Yes. Why can't you get that right?
Andrew, no, I was fine, but Andrew brought this down.
This is
like, well, it looks like it's the end of the line. This is Andrew.
You couldn't even speak your own name properly. It's Ryan.
Yeah, as I was in the middle of saying that, I was
like
wait a minute.
You just got hit up with some anesthesia.
Am I supposed to be like really, really sad doing this? Oh, and right in the middle.
Just say your fucking name.
As a master.
Rick.
Wait, how does it go again?
Rick Ross?
Squaw!
Squaw!
Yeah, that's how it goes.
This is Fetty Wap. I got the Fetty Wap farts.
I don't know if Jack's going to make it through this. Look at him.
Jack is sweating.
Fucking stop.
I'm waiting on something big and black near
Rosatello,
my mouth.
Rosatello, the black nose asshole. Look at him.
Andrew's a Muppet.
Oh, holy shit.
Hi, guy. Oh.
Now your wife's going to know you're a serial killer. She's going to get a whole slideshow.
We have the evidence.
Say your fucking name. Count yourself in and say your goddamn name.
Dude, start it from the top. He's not going to be able to do it if we don't do it proper. You know this.
Do it proper.
Just start from the top and...
You do it proper.
Four. Shut the fuck up three, and start the show.
Two. One.
Dead puppies, dead puppies.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew.
This is Jack.
This is Ryan.
And this is Chris. And welcome to the Outtakes Collect. What? Don't look at me like that. Somebody had to bring the mood up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this is a collection of outtakes from this quick. The fuck is that?
God damn it. It makes sense because, you know, we're doing the outtake show, so it sounds like there's a clown in the room.
My dog has a squeaky owl.
The four of us sitting here.
Fuck
I guess so.
Owl. Fuck you.
I guess so.
Stella's squeaking on her owl, and there it goes.
Yeah, outtakes. There's a lot of shit that got cut out of the shows.
There's going to be outtakes of the outtakes intro. And so,
yeah, some of the stuff that we tried to do to even record this bit was fucked up by a couple people at the table who remain nameless for now.
Namely all of us.
But who you... or fuck it. Maybe it'll open with the outtakes from the outtakes show.
You know what?
Show.
Suck my dick.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the outtakes.
Yeah.
What was that? What are you doing there, Andrew?
Oh, he's... Oh, great.
It's Drew. it's Drew after dark.
Drew after six. Yeah, yeah. It's daylight savings. It's not even dark yet. Andrew's getting punchy.
Drew after sunset.
Not even. That's not the worst even. Part.
It's getting daylight old. Savings. Stop it. Stop it.
You didn't even have work today. You're still up at 4:45. Anyway.
He's like, yep.
Were you really? God, you're a son of a bitch. So
I have a wait. Kid. It's I have a baby.
That's no excuse.
Bullshit.
You have a snooze button, too.
Z-Quil.
Well, I can't hit the baby, Jack.
Sure you can.
What, who told you that?
The baby. Yeah, the baby's your alarm clock. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You can't just pound on it.
Stay up.
Stop. Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
You just don't even lift your head up. You just pound the alarm clock. Yeah.
Anyway, Jack, you can plug your. I'll take this out. You can plug your Instagram.
So anyway.
Well, there you have it. Collection of everything we did before we started recording the shows and between the shows and the middle of the shows when people would fuck up and talk
we're
about
still
support,
stupid.
Supporting shoulders and yeah and shit. Bunch of stuff
and
that
Fetty
just...
Wops and
Fetty Wops and
Ego Raptors.
And Eagle Raptors, too. Yeah, lest we forget the Eagle Raptor.
And it's
primarily
the
Eagle
majestic
Raptor.
Beast of
the yeah. Majestic Beast.
Scott! And on that magnificent note... This was Andrew.
This is Jack.
This is Ryan.
And this is Chris. And this has been the only podcast that matters.
Squaw!
Are you done?
Squaw!
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either.
I knew you had at least one more in you. So, thank you very much for checking us out. Subscribe, share, everything else. Until June 10th, when you'll hear us again and become a much better person for it. This is Chris Apollo, and this was yet another... Just kidding.
Shut up! Wrong show!
I'm cutting that out. I was fucking around. That was pretty fucking funny, wasn't it? Actually, I think the outtake show you introduced, I think it's what you said. That was pretty fucking funny now, wasn't it? I think so.
Like somebody's uncle.
Yeah, I think that
that's pretty fucking funny, isn't it? That was pretty fucking funny. Isn't it?
Watch John Belushi fall down. That's pretty fucking funny, isn't it?
Fucking funny.
Of course, our outtake shows have outtakes. Man, I miss this guy. I really think we bring this out in you.
Oh, he has no response.
I do.
He's running his fingers.
I do
because
I don't think Veronica would have. Yeah. Fucked and married you, and she's seen this side. I think we bring this out in you.
Yep.
So because of your restraint when it comes to this weirdo that you show only us, you have that kid that's on your lock screen.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you just I'll have to deal with that for the next 27
good
years
on you.
You just never know a person.
Little does she know. Yeah. Has she ever listened to the outtake show so she knows how fucked up
she's
you
a
are.
Year old. What, puppy?
I don't mean the baby. I mean your wife. Yeah. Imagine that. One day your kid's going to listen to the episodes. Just be like, Dad, you were angry. What's going on?
I'm always angry.
You're not going to like me when I'm angry. And shit. Okay. I'm done. All right. We got to end it. You do want me to end it or you do?
Yeah, start. Go ahead.
Okay.
Start.
All right. And there you have it.
That
more
was fucking
lunacy.
Funny now, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't help it, man. It just happens.
Yep.
They just have. Even when we try to do this, it happens.
Got outtakes on outtakes.
Yeah.
Outtakes on outtakes on outtakes.
So but the question remains, since this is now the end of the series.
Are you going to keep listening?
Well, is there anything to listen to? Are we going to do another series? Are we going to resurrect the only podcast in America? Yeah, who knows? You're going to have to follow us on social media.
On social media?
Social media.
See? Outtakes on outtakes. On outtakes. On outtakes.
You're going
to
follow.
You know what to listen to. You know who to follow. You know our addresses. If you don't, you're a fucking fool. Unsubscribe. Get off the fucking app. This was Andrew.
I can't follow that.
Oh, we don't have to. That's going to be a separate. That was. What gets into you? I don't know either, but this was amazing.
This is Drew Before Dark.
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, the next, we really need to get into live shows at some point, because I got him in front of an audience is going to be even better. I really have a feeling.
Keep it tight.
Thanks for spitting. That's what I mean. Thank you for spitting on me.
There could be no going back. That might be, there's like, I only want to do shows in front of people.
He's giggling his ass off.
So you're going to have to keep following us to find out what's going on. And hey, look, if you share and tell everybody about this series, because not because the series is over, it's no longer applicable. These are still topics that almost everybody can relate to. But you continue to follow us all individually. Andrew at metal_Drew on Twitter and Instagram. Ryan at Texonian on Twitter and Instagram. Jack at JackWagon85 on Twitter. Jackson Figure
1985
on Instagram. And I'm an asshole like Jack because I have two different handles. Follow me at Chris Abalo on Twitter and at Chris Sells Out on Instagram. And follow the only podcast that matters. First of all, visit theonlypodcast.com because there will be what is at this time unspecified content coming in the future. We're not saying it's the only podcast that matters, but we will be posting stuff with some degree of frequency.
Yes.
And
as much as our schedules will allow.
That's the official press release.
Yeah, this is the
stuff
official
with
release.
Some degree of frequency.
They're leaking stuff.
It's not going to be the only Podcast That Matters weekly show coming up right after this. Don't assume that. But check out theonlypodcast.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at theonlypodcast.
And interact.
Please interact.
Honestly, we only have a couple people that, like, we have likes and we understand that you people like listening to us, but we want to know what the hell you think.
Yes,
tell us.
Reach out to us. There's an email link on the website.
There is. We
no
do. We will respond.
Allowed.
Yeah, fuck you. If you're a troll, go fuck yourself.
If you don't like it, just shut up and move on with your life. How about that?
If you don't
have
anything nice to say, don't fucking
say it. Or get
one. Yeah. If you disagree, just move on.
Or say it. I might argue with you on the website.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Football.
Under the group name.
Right.
But it's Ryan. If anyone picks a fight with you through our social media.
You'll be
media,
able to tell.
It's Ryan. Yeah. And let me tell you something about what you said. And if he gives it, let me tell you. Or let me tell you something. It's from Ryan.
It's well written. It's Ryan.
I will.
Yes. That too. It's really well written. It's a response from Ryan. If it's a fuck you, then it's from Andrew.
If it's a hashtag, a fuck you, or a Snapchat, it's me.
If it sounds like an answer that's on the fence, it's Jack.
Andrew's taking down the trolls with Snapchat.
You got to firing back.
One snap at a time.
Yeah.
Take it on the internet. One snap at a time. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to mention metal_Drew on Snapchat. I'm saying that one really quietly because I don't want anyone to hear. But if they do, hey, whatever.
You have to appreciate that he's using that name, not just Snapchat.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Metal_dick. There could be a President Strong Dick out there.
There could be.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
There should be. But yeah, follow us because there will be more content coming from us. If nothing else, you'll get it individually. And as a group, look, we'll see. But we still want a response. We want to hear what you guys think. And we want you to share and spread the word because we do like doing this. And as long as we know you guys are out there listening and enjoying, we're happy to work something out.
Yep.
So we'll see where this goes. But for now,
this was Andrew.
This is Jack.
This is Ryan.
And this is Chris. And this is the only podcast that matters.
That was good.
That was good, yeah. Sally, you want to go potty? Come on.
Andrew wants to go potty.